halachas of Hebrews don't apply to Yeres. So in other words, but so that is only if she was already Israeli at the time of the lady. But suppose she was in Ochis at the time that the baby emerged his head from the mother's womb. So Mele, the special halachas of Tumas Lady don't apply. So Mele, if she saw Dam on the seventh day, it is Gieres. On the seventh day she saw Dam, she becomes a regular Mide, and she has to count 7 days, and then she can be Tevelis. But she cannot be Tevelis on the night of the eighth. So that's what it means. She is not subject to the halachas of Yimiteya. It means that in case she saw Dam on the seventh, she has to count 7 days and then be Tevelis. But if the head of the baby emerged before the tefillah of the mother by the mother, so then if she saw Dam on the Zayin Nizocho Yidalit Nikevo, she can be Tevelis on the night of the 8th or the night of the 15th. Oh, that's one tenet. Iname Avol Gav Vishneim Ayone Seir Yesh Li Tamei Hadam Dimna Mokya Kose Elo Davke Bimokim Shatir Om Taos. The second tenet is the tenet that is accepted by most Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rashi, the Ritva. They all said Rizamach, the second Teretz of Tesis. So we have a big finish in the second Teretz of Tesis. In other words, according to the first Teretz of Tesis, so lay beholds that in view of the fact that the Dam Teya emanates from a different cause from Dam Lady, so Mimele, she doesn't become an idol with it. And the reason as to why it's Toya is not because it's divine Toya. According to the second Loshen Tesis, even Levi admits that essentially it doesn't make any difference from what caused the dam from the Mokeh emanates. As long as it emanates from a certain place, the Mokeh, from the walls of the uterus, she has to become an idol. That's basic. But there is a special Zerasakos. There is a special Zerasakos that the Damteya and the Yemiteya is toy. But so according to Rav, the Xerasakosuf is not based upon the fact that it emanates from a different cause. The Xerasakosuf is the Xerasakosuf, pure and simple. Different cause, the same cause, different cause has no significance. But there is Xerasakosuf that in Yemiteya she is toy. According to Levi, true that without the Xeras HaKosov, it wouldn't make any difference from which cause it emanates. It wouldn't make any difference. But the Xeras HaKosov tells us that she is Teor. But the Xeras HaKosov itself is based upon the fact that it emanates from a different cause. But that doesn't mean that according to Levi, so if it emanates from a different cause, so Mele, she is not an idol. In the specific situations that Aftimine is in connection with ovulation. So before I said that according to explanation we give of the Machlekes Rav and Levi, that there is a Machlekes in Idin, not a Machlekes in Itzies. So Rav holds that Tumas Nidor only depends upon the fact that it emanates from the Mokia. It doesn't depend upon the fact that it emanates from a certain cause. Whereas according to Levi, it depends upon the fact that it emanates from a peculiar cause. But if it will emanate from the Mokia, but not, it will not emanate from the same cause, then she is not an idol, according to Levi. So that means, according to Levi, a woman who has ovulation bleeding is not an idol, according to Levi. That's true, that would be true according to the first Moshin Tesis. But it wouldn't be true according to the second Moshin Tesis. According to the second Moshin Tesis, a woman who has ovulation bleeding will become an idol even according to Levi. Because Tesis in the second Moshin says that even according to Levi, Shnei Bayon is saying, Yesh Li Tamei. So without this special Zerasakosu, without this special dispensation, this special heter, I should say that inasmuch as it emanates from the same Mokeya, so she should be an idol. But there is a special Zerasakosu. So Rav says the special Zerasakosu is not based upon the fact that it emanates from a different cause. Levi says the special Zerasakosu is also based upon the fact that determine it's from a different cause. So what's nafkamina between Rav and Levi? In case of Shifas. So according to Rav, that the Gzeras HaKosov, the special Gzeras HaKosov, is not based at all upon the fact that it emanates from a different cause. So maybe even in the case of Shifas, where it emanates from the same cause, Estumas Lido, so she's also Teo, according to Rav. According to Levi, in case of Shifas, the special Gzeras HaKosov doesn't apply. Because the special Gzeras HaKosov is based upon the fact that it emanates from a different cause. But in the case where it emanates from the same cause, Estumas Leide, so then the Gzeras HaKosov doesn't apply. But even where it emanates from a different cause, we still have to resort to a special Gzeras HaKosov. So where do we have the special Gzeras HaKosov? In regard to Leides Yisrael, Leides Yisraelis. But in regard to Yitzhak, we don't have the special Gzeras HaKosov. So Mele, if we don't have the special Gzeras HaKosov, so Mitzaraswore, Levi also holds, you see. According to the first Washington thesis, so the reason as to why Dami Mitear is is because of the Aloche, that a woman becomes a Nido only when it emanates, when the Dam comes from the Mokeir, and it emanates from the same cause as menstrual Dam does. So Mimele, when it emanates from a different cause, let's say Igieres, who was Misgaya, after the baby emerged his head from the mother's womb, so she should still be Teiro in the Yemeteir, according to the first Lashon Teisves. Mashenkin, according to the second Lashon Teisves, so even Levi admits that not always does it make a difference whether it emanates from the same cause or it emanates from a different cause. But Levi says that the reason as to why the Torah was Mati Adam Teya is because it emanates from a different cause. But in the case where it emanates from the same cause, let's say in the case of Shifas, then the Gzeras HaKosov doesn't apply. But even when the Gzeras HaKosov does apply, where it does emanate from a different cause, so it's only Muter where the Torah says so that it's Muter. Where does the Torah say that it's Muter? That dam that emanates from the Mokeir, but from a different cause, the menstrual dam, is Toyer only in case of Lady Israelis, but in case of Yitzhakim, or in case of Lady of Nobailoches, the Gzeres HaKosov doesn't say it. If he doesn't say it, she becomes a Nido, even though it emanates from a different cause. So now, before I said that ovulation bleeding, according to Rav, would make her a Nido, according to Levi, it wouldn't make her a Nido. But now we see that even according to Levi, it all depends upon the two Rishenis and Thesis. And according to the second Lashon Thesis, which is accepted by most Rishenim, so even according to Levi, she is ovulation bleeding, so would make her a Nido, even according to Levi. Now we can proceed to Rashi Shiti. Rashi Shiti is, now we see that even according to Thesis, there is a special person. It's not that the Gzeres HaKosov, according to the first Washington Teisves, the Gzeres HaKosov is not a special Gzeres HaKosov in Din. The Gzeres HaKosov is only a Gzeres HaKosov that is declaratory of the Mitzias. And once we know the Mitzias, some emails is there. But according to the second Washington Teisves, the Gzeres HaKosov is a special Gzeres HaKosov in Din. And even though it emanates from a different cause, so she is not in Nido, only in the specific situation that the Torah says so she is not in Nido. But in different situations, let's say in a situation of a Yitzhak, in a situation of a Yildes Nochris, even though it still emanates from a different cause, she is still in Nido with Isaac. She's still in Nido Midr Aise. Why is she in Nido Midr Aise? Because that Gzeres HaKosov doesn't apply. So Mele, Rashi Shiti is as follows. Rashi was bothered by the same Kasha that Jesus raised. So why? If we still have reference to the case of Shifas, so then, even in the case of Tovlo, they should be Mitame. Even in the case of Tovlo, they should be Mitame. So Tisha says, Inochanam. But Rashi apparently held, no, it's not Mashma from the Lashon Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says Damayilbe Shalitovo, that it's only Alibi Bishama, it says Litovo, but Alibi Bisila and Libi Mitzvah. Rashi considered that as a Deichak in the Loshna Mishnah. So, in the way, Rashi came to the conclusion, since Levi holds that Ishtay Mayonnaise. So Memele, that means if it's the mayonnaise, so the reason as to why we may teyash in Steyo is because it emanates from a different cause. It emanates from a different cause now. So why was it necessary for the Torah to mention this whole aloha? Why just to know the mitzvahs? So the Torah could have told us the mitzvahs. But here the Torah tells us that in the Yemei teyash in Steyo, so it's mashma, that it's especially the Zakosu, that the Torah is moderate. But in the case where she's not Shifas, we don't have to resort to especially the Zakosu. We only have to know the Mitzias. The Mitzias is that Mitzias, even without the Zakosu. So the Mitzias is that Mitzias. How did Levi know that Mitzias? So Mimele, according to Levi, especially according to the way I'm explaining it, that it's not the machlekes between Rav and Levi and the Mitzias. The Mitzias is an established Mitzias according to everybody. So the Mele, Levi Shite, apparently, Levi Shite is, Rashi Shite is like the first Loshen Teisves here, not like the second Loshen Teisves. According to the first Loshen Teisves, so the reason as to why we may tell our story is on the basis of Svora, not on the basis of Zerah Sakosu. According to the first Loshen Teisves. So according to first Loshen Teisves, it applies even to Yitzidevim too. So the Damdea in the Yitzidevim, a woman who gave birth to a Yitzidevim for a Caesarean, so it's also Teo. Even though we don't have Zerah Sakosu, according to first Loshen Teisves. So it's on the basis of Svora. So according to first Loshen Teisves, Levi holds that a woman is Nidor only when the Dam emanates from the Mokea and it emanates from the cause, from the menstrual cause. But if it comes from the mokia and it emanates from a different cause than menstrual cause, if it's not of menstrual origin, if the flow of the dam is not menstrual in nature, she's not a needle on the basis of slaughter, according to Teisves' first version. So Rashi Shita is also like that. So then the question arises, why does the Torah have to tell us a whole Zerah Sakosu of a whole pasuk of Yemiteya? Why does the Torah have to tell us that? Without the Zerah Sakosu, she should be Teo. On the basis of Svore, because according to Levi Svore, a Nido by definition is a woman who has a flow of dam from the Mokeya of menstrual origin. But if she has a flow of dam from the Mokeya, not of menstrual origin, from a different cause than a menstrual cause, so maybe she's not a Nido. So why did the Torah have to tell us that? And the Yemei Teya, the Mitzias is that it comes from a different Mayon, from a different Sive. And that's considered like an altogether different Mayon. So we have to say that according to Levi, there are two separate aloches in regard to Yemiteya. In case of Nachifas, then we don't even have to resort to the special Zerah Sakosu of Ushleishim Yomim, Ushleishis Yomim. So there is a special Zerah Sakosu of Yemei Tav. So according to Levi, why do we need a special Zerah Sakosu? She's Teo anyway, because she's not an Ido. It's not of menstrual origin. And according to Levi, Rashi apparently agrees with the first Loshen Teisves. So Mele, Nido is only, by definition, is only when the dam emanates from the Mokeya and is of menstrual origin. But here it's not of menstrual origin. So it's like Damako from the Mokeya. So most poskim say that she's not a Nido. So here she shouldn't be a Nido either. So why do we have to resort to this Zerah Sakosu? The answer is that Zerah Sakosu, obviously, according to Levi, has reference to a case where it is of menstrual origin. How is it of menstrual origin, according to Levi? When it's Shifas. If it's not Shifas, so it's not of menstrual origin. So the whole Zerah Sakosu applies to the case of Shifas. So that means there is a special Zerah Sakosu that even when it emanates from the Mayim Tomei, so according to Levi too, she's Teo on the basis of the Zerah Sakosu. salvation is a cause of, so it should be, so she should be. So the question arises, so why do we still say that by shofar it's vital lach yovish? So it's on the basis of beyond mitzvah Torah. So in other words, Rashi is saying that lach yovish at all, it emanates from the Mayan Torah. So even though she did not complete the Zayin Kiv, but this emanates from the Mayan Torah. So then it emanates from a Mayan tongue. I bishifas l'may yitzchich, l'bishama yitzchich, avo gam bikam a bishama. Mayan echodu, uviyemi tol rachmone, hanin mile, b'yoled es greide, d'ishlim aloi yeyeme, avo yoled es bizei, d'ipo yisvir aloi. So in other words, so two bishama say that b'yemi tol rachmone, not b'yemi utvile, but yoled es bizei, who is required to count Zayin Nikiyim. So until the Zayin Nikiyim are completed, so then we don't even have the Yomim. So Memele, that's why they are made it, that it's Mitamei Bilach Yomish. Now, last time we saw that there is a Machlekes between Teisves and Rashi. Now, Teisves says that Bishifas, so even Bitovlo is Yitamu Bisila Lach Miyomish. In other words, according to Levi, that the Shnei Bayone is, and if it's Shifas, so then we know that it comes from a Mayan Tomei, so even if it's Tovlo, even if it's Tovlo, suppose she is Shifas, the flow started just at the end of Yimelele, and she went down to the mikveh, and she was there in the mikveh, under the water, all the time. And then there was a discharge after the termination of the Yemei Leide. So she's still Tomei, because since it's Yifas, and according to Levi, the Shnei Bayonis, so even the dam that comes out after the termination of the Yemei Leide, but it comes, it still emanates from the Mayim Tomei. So Mele it's the Tomei. That's the Isha Shite. But Rashi Shite is not like that. So we explained Rashi Shite, because according to Rashi, there are two aloches according to Levi. First of all, in other words, the dam that emanates, initially in the Yemiteya, so that emanates from a Mayan Toya. So melee it's toya. We don't have to resort to exer sakoso. So why do you toya have to say Ushleishis yomim teisha miteya? This on the basis of svore she has to be teyo, because it's not damnido. It emanates from the mayon toya. Whatever the pshat is, it doesn't make any difference, because it emanates from a different cause. But according to Levi, if it emanates from a different cause and it's not of menstrual origin, so then it's not amnido. So it's like dam chetmo. The same thing, if al pudin, it's not amnido. So what difference does it make? Even if it comes from the moker, from the walls of the uterus. So mamela on the basis of svore, without a special zersakos. Without a special zersakos. That is one thing. But then the Torah says, especially because Akosu, Ushleishi Yomim, Ushleishi Yomim Teisha Miteya. So it cannot have reference to the dam that emanates from a Mayim Toya. You see, so according to the second portion in Teisves, the Teisves, Ruchas Dibra Masra, Ruchas Dikrav Lechumre. So even the dam that emanates from the so-called Mayim Toya, we have to resort to Exer Sakosuv. Because Teisve says, without Exer Sakosuv, it would be Mitame. And Horaye, vis-a-vis Egeeres, where the Exer Sakosuv doesn't apply. So even though it emanates from the so-called Mayim Toya, from the otherwise Mayim Toya, is Mitame. This is what Teisve says. So, but according to the first portion of Teisve, when it emanates from the Mayim Toya, so then we don't have to resort to a special Zersakosu. So Mitzalasvore, so Rashi agrees with the first Loshin thesis. So what is the purpose of the Zakosu of Shlishim Yomim, Ushlishes Yomim, Teshem Beteyah? So that implies that even when it emanates from the Mayim Tomei, when it started to emanate from the Mayim Tomei, the flow started in the Yemei Leideh. So the Melech, and it continues into Yemei Teyah. So it emanates from the Mayim Tomei. So then, without the Zer Sakosu, should be Tomei. So that's the Zer Sakosu that it's Toya. So we still say that Zer Sakosu only applies to a case where there was Yomim Tvila. So that's why according to Rashi, so Ibn Bisil say, that Dalai Yildi Shoi Tovlo, so Bisil and Mitamalach Yomish, but if it is Tovlo, and she fast, suppose she fast, and she went down into the mikveh, and she stayed there all the time. So in such a case, Bisil is made that it's not Mitamalach Yomish, according to Rashi. So that's the machlokes. Now this is a very basic machlokes. But Rashi has to agree with the first Loshon in Tosfos, Dibur HaMaskil Hilchos Ikrav L'Chumrei, not with the second one. Alright. Toshma. Kimei Dvoso Tipmo. דביר לישראל אמר אישו כי סתזביע ויול דזוכו ותומו שיבס יומים כי מי נידס דוויסו טיפמו לרבי סס ביה because this is superfluous it's a call you say that because the Torah could have said ותמי יושיבס יומים that's all why did the Torah have to say כי מי נידס דוויסו טיפמו so we are מרבי לרבי סס ביה לא So we are marbe that the Baal is also mitame, the Baal leader. And we are also marbe. Kimei. Why does the Torah have to mention Kimei? Nidas dvoiso titmo. Why Kimei? So the Kimei is marbe dvoiso titmo le Rabbi Saleus. The Rabbi Saleus. Because if the Torah didn't say it, I would say, since the Torah says Yomim, it has reference only to the daylight part of the day, not to the nights. Dvei sotit mo le rabbi sayeres b'zeiv, she tzricho she teishev shivo yomim nikim. So in other words, and that if it's yeleres b'zeiv, so she has to count zayin nikim. Alright. So Bishlim Rabdom Mayan Echodu. So everything emanates from the Mayan Tomei. Mishimoche Bayashim Niki. So in other words, that if let's say, now suppose she was a Yeledes Bizei. She Yeledes Bizei. And then the Yemiteya, she did not realize a count of 7 clean days within the Yemelei. Let's say in the Yemelei, so she had a flow of time. But she is the Yeledes B'Zeiv, so she has to count 7 clean days within the Yemeteya. So that means only if she doesn't have a discharge of Kam within the Yemeteya for 7 days, then she becomes stable. But suppose she has a flow of time within the Yemeteya, so she does not become tame. So Bishli Milirav, the Oma Mayim Echodu. So actually is the same Mayon, but it's just Exer Sakosu, that it's not Mitame in Yemeteya. So, but vis-a-vis a Yeledes B'Zeiv, who is required to count Zayin Nikiyim, so if she does not have clean days, so that means she does not realize the count of Zayin Nikiyim. But according to Levi, a Levi Doma Shnei Mayonese, so mainly the dam that is discharged from this Mayon, the Yemeteya, is considered like dam Chitmo. So what difference does it make whether she has clean days or she does not have clean days? Even if she has a flow of down with Yimiteya, she still has clean days. Because clean days means no dam emanating from the mind tome. But suppose it her nose bleeds within the Yimiteya. So it's still Kezayin Kim. So according to Levi that says Shnei Mayonis, Alpidin, it's not Amnido. Because it emanates from a different cause. So it should always be considered Zayin Kim. So what's the purpose of it? Zakosuf, she has to count Zayniki, in other words, that only if she doesn't have a discharge of dam. But if she has a discharge of dam, so then she remains Tveyo. She should be Teiro, even if she has a discharge of dam, because it should be considered always the key. And maybe the Mashiach Mayonis is probably Shiva, be Majusati. The only thing that is necessary is that there should be an instantaneous pause, because if there is a continuous flow that started before the exploration of the Himalaya, and it continues in the Himalaya, so then it emanates from a Mayon Tome, but not Zayinikim. Zayinikim means that should have 7 days clean. Mashusar, Hochekoma, Tzrichos, that's the Pshat according to Levi, Zayinikim. Lafuke, the case where the flow started towards the end of the Yemileido and it continued the Yemiteya. But if the flow ended towards the end of Yemileido and then a new flow started in the Yemiteya, so even if it didn't stop and even if the new flow was coextensive with all the Yemiteya, she still is there. Why? Because that flow emanates from the Mayim Toya. Tosh, Yimei Buro Eilo Limei Mikoso Vilei Minikoso Eilim Lo Limei Buro. Now, there is a machlekes between Shammai and Hillel. And this is one of the machlekes where Hillel is the machmir and Shammai is the meikil. That's Ligabe Taz, not Ligabe Bailo. Ligabe Bailo, no one says that Mitamri Mafreya. Ligabe Bailo. But Ligabi Tares with Rabbanon, so there is a machlekes between Shammai and Hillel. Shammai says that he vis-a-vis Tares. So Kolagoshim Daim Shait. If, let's say, an Isha sees Dam, so all the Tares that she touched prior to the rear of the Dam are Becheskas Toya. And even the Tares that were touched within the Misles prior to the Riyas Dam is also Torah. But Bisil say, Hillel is Mitamel Mafreya. And then the Chachomim say, Loik de Brezeh, Loik de Brezeh. Elo, it's Mitamel Mislaes. So this is how we pass. Like the Chachomim. In other words, that if, let's say, a woman, let's say, saw Dam, let's say, at 6 o'clock, at 6 p.m., let's say, Monday, so all the tares that she handled within the 24 hours prior between 6 p.m. Sunday and 6 p.m. Monday, atom. But the tares that she handled more than 24 hours prior to the Riyas Dam, an atom. But there are certain women who are an exception, and in regard to whom we say Dayan Shaito, and they're not mitamei mislays. Limafreya all the tares. So which women are an exception? Skeno, Beres, and old women who already had menopause, and then if after she reached menopause, so she had a Riyas Dam, that can happen sometimes. So then the tares that she handled within 24 hours prior anatomy, or let's say, or let's say a tunnel that has not seen dam before, and this is the initial rear. So mamela, the tares that she touched within the 24 hours prior anatomy, or miuberes and miniko, in other words, all these women who usually are misulek of tam, who usually don't menstruate, but sometimes it happens. So even if it happened, they are not mitami titares lemafreya. So according to Rabbi Yezi in the Mishneh, a miuberes and miniko, sometimes say that a miuberes and miniko without a cessation of menstruation for 90 days. So it's dayoshai, something I'm saying. In other words, if a pregnant woman or a nursing woman who usually is misulik dam, if she did have her ears dam, so she's not mitamei l'mafreya all the tares that she handled within 24 hours prior. But Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah says that if mu'beres miniko, so it's only dayishaito if it is coupled with a 90-day cessation of dam. In other words, if a mu'beres, a pregnant woman, for 90 days she didn't see any dam, she's pregnant, and for 90 days she didn't see any dam, that means 3 years, because usually women, I mean, even if they have a long cycle, so it's not, usually it's not more than 30 days. Of course it can happen that the cycle is 40 days, but usually even women who have a long cycle, so it's not more than 30 days. So the male 30 days is considered one eimah, one long eimah. So the case in the Mishnah says that in Muberes and Miko that had a cessation of dam for 9 days, 3 long days, so, and then she had dam for 3 months in a state of pregnancy, she did not see any dam, and then she had the ears dam, so it's dayoshaito. But suppose she's in the Muberes and Miko that did not have a cessation of dam for 90 days, and then she had her ears down, so she's vitamin resistant. This is the shita of Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah. So then he says, Yimei mikas, mei buro, eilin lo li mei minikoso, vi mei minikoso, eilin lo li mei buro, bifere kame, Amrino, nu beres in the kosher of one of Gimlaines, and then Shadow is down, it I shy for. But, so the Mishnah says that even though 3 anes are required 90 days, but there can be a tziruf of between the anes, cessation of dam in a state of pregnancy and in a state of miniko. In other words, so you may buro even lo limini kuso, the mini kuso lo limini buro. Keita, if siko shtai be may buro for 60 days, be may buro she did not see any dam, and then she gave birth to a child, and for 90 days in the state of mini kuso, she didn't see any dam, and after that. After 30 days, subsequent to 30 days in the state of Yimei Minikuso, she had her ears down, so it's Dayoshaito. So there can be a tziru of 60 days in Yimei Buro and 30 days in Yimei Minikuso, or vice versa. Hifsiko shtai Yimei Buro vachat Minikuso, shtai Minikuso vachat Yimei Buro, achuzo vachat Yimei Buro vachat Minikuso, and then she had her ears down. So then she is not mitamei of the tares lemafreya that she handled within the 24 hours prior to the rear. So be shloim lerab kama mayim echad mishum rochem boi nechad zik shalosh eines. El olayvi, the omar, שני מיליון עשי, לא מוביל, הפסד, שום שם, ומשהו סעד, ומשהו סעד. So the Mishnah spells it out, that when do we say Dayashalto, if, let's say, towards the end, she had a cessation of dam, the last 2 months of her pregnancy, and then she had a cessation of dam within the first month as a minekes. Even though, I mean, usually she has a discharge of dam in connection with Leide. I mean, that she should have a Leide Yabeshne, this is such an unusual phenomenon. It happens very, very seldom. So then the question arises, how can there be a tziuv between the cessation of dam, let's say the last 2 months of her pregnancy, and the cessation of dam in the first month as a nursing mother, but in the interim, she had a discharge of dam in the course of the lady. So Memele, there is no continuous cessation of dam for 90 days, and there has to be a continuous cessation of dam for 90 days. So the answer is, the dam lady is not mafesh. That is not mafsik. In other words, the fact that she had a discharge of dam in the course of birth does not interrupt the continuity of the cessation of dam. Because that emanates from a different cause. Dam lady is not mafsik. In other words, just as any other flow of dam will not interrupt the continuity of the cessation of dam, so the dam lady that she had in the course of the lady does not interrupt the continuity of the hefsek dam, of the cessation of dam. But so that is not considered. But when the Mishnah says shtayim bimei buro v'yachas bimei mikoso, achas bimei buro u'shtayim bimei mikoso. So that means that there has to be 60 days if she had the cessation of dam the last month of the pregnancy, and then exclusive of the dam she had in connection with the lady, she had a cessation of dam the 2 months in her state as a nursing mother. So there, and then she had, after, let's say, on the 64th day as a nursing mother after the birth of the child, so then she had a rie, so then it's dayashaito, but only if she had a cessation of dam in the first 2 months after she gave birth to the child. But the question is, even if she does not have, according to Leib, even if she does not have a cessation of dam for 2 months, as long as she had a cessation, as long as she had a cessation, so then, as long as she had a cessation of dam for a mashal, so that the dam that comes out, that is discharged within the yemiteya, are certainly emanating from the mayim toyer, it should still be considered as a cessation of dam for 2 months. So why does it say shtayim bimei mikoso? In other words, that you shouldn't have any discharge of dam for the 2 months after she has given birth to the child. She, according to Levi, even if she has a flow of dam after the 15th day, so it should be considered as if she has a cessation of dam. And here it says shtayim bimei mikoso. So that according to Levi, the Pshat in the Mishnah of Stein Bimimli Kosov does not mean Stein Bimimli Kosov, that you should have 60 days Bimimli Kosov devoid of that. It means that there should be a pause towards the end of the Imelede. There should be a pause. There should be a pause that it should not, that it should not, that Mimele, any new dam that is discharged is will be emanating from the Maimton. So it's considered Hefsek. Now let's see the Rashi. Even if she sees that starting with the 15th day, let's say by Yiddish became, holavu mayim tomi ose v'yalu lo lashomash sholishenis the habi yudam echidmos b'mashu sagi shetipsik achal milayde mashu the name. Nistam atomic. So the Gemara says, "Horekoma, tzricho shetipsik mashu, kidei sheyalu moshol shenis, v'afilu tira einachna." There is a kasha by Rabbi Kiveya here. Tzricho shetipsik mashu, hach mashu elimuvu. So he says, "Speak as a tafsik mashu." So, in other words, according to Levi, if let's say she sees that all the 14 days, and then towards the end of the 14th day, she stops. There is a cessation of flow, and then on the 15th day, she again starts having a flow. Even if it continues so it should be considered, there should be seal. Because the flow that takes place, that started on the 15th, emanates from the Mayon toy. So this is how it's mashing. Hach mashu elimuvo, mechere. Dal kocho beloi waso kol yimilei. Dim loike. The Gemara from the Loshna Gemara, it's mashma that according to Levi, there is a tzilf between the last month in Yimei Yibor and the 2 months in Yimei Midikoso. As long as there is a hefsek mashma. What is really a hefsek mashma? As long as the flow stopped at the end of the Yimelede, before the expiration of the Yimelede. And even though at the beginning of the Yimei Teya, a new flow started and didn't stop, so it's still considered like a cessation of flow. Because the flow that takes place on the 15th, if it's not shifas, if it's not a flow that is a continuation of a flow that started on the 14th, as long as there was a hefsek mashma. Let's say the 14th day ends at 6 p.m. Suppose she stopped seeing dam at 5 p.m. And then at 8 p.m., she again started to have a discharge of dam. So according to Levi, even though that dam continues throughout the Yimiteya, so it's considered to be a hefzek of 2 ames in the Yimei Minikos. as long as there was a hefsek mashu. So he says, why just a hefsek mashu? There has to be a hefsek of more than mashu. Because true, the Gemara says in so many words that the dumb lady does not interrupt the continuity of the cessation of law. Because dumb lady, that's bifnei atzmo. That is not included in the cheshbon. That is not included in the cheshbon. But that's only the dam that comes out as a result of the psichas hakev. But the dam that comes out within the yemelede, not mamish at the psichas hakev. So that is reminded, that is counted, that does interrupt the continuity of the cessation. So he says, the davke the belayde amu meliyot dam belayde lechud. Hayne madiyetz al lepsichas akeve abelayde. Avol ze shereye biseich yemei alayde. Kibn di b'mayu tom yoso pshite di mafsik di loigora midamte. Loigora midamte. That is mafsik. That is mafsik. So it's loigora midamte according to Rav, who says mayot. Now, Rabbi Kriga says, "Eni mugon mechir," but it seems, it appears from this Gemara, that it's not as Rabbi Kriga. Expression so he gives us. He says, "Eni mugon mechir." In other words, he understood that there is an answer to this, but according to his superficial behavior, according to his first blush assumption, so it should appear that when the Gemara says that dam leide inim nacheshbon, it does not interrupt the continuity of the cessation, that's only the dam that is discharged as a result of the psichas hakev. But this is what Rabbi Greger assumed lechir. But we see from this Gemara, in order to answer the kashe, so we see that it's not so. That when the Gemara says dam nida lechud v'dam leide lechud, so dam leide doesn't mean just the dam that emanates mamish at the time that the baby emerges from the mother's womb. I mean, and this is a fact. As a result of the psichas hakever, so dam comes out after the birth of the baby. It's all a result of the psichas hakever. It doesn't mean that only the dam that flows mamish at the time the baby comes out. Because the emergence of the baby makes the mokeh very sore. And mimele, for a number of days afterwards, dam comes out. And even though, you know, usually when a baby is born, so there is a profuse and abundant flow of blood. And then the flow of blood will stop. But then, the next day, some more blood will come, like any other wound. Let's say, if you cut your finger, so you'll have an immediate flow of blood, and then it will stop. But then, if that cut is irritated, when you rub with something against the cut, so it will again start bleeding. So, as a result of the birth, so there is an abundant flow of blood. Let's say there'll be a flow of blood maybe for 10 minutes. Then it will stop. But if there is any irritation within the next 7 days, so it will start again to bleed. So maybe that's also called down later. Not as Rabbi Kleger assumed. And Rabbi Kleger said, "Eni mugun lechere." Do al kochoch below asik am leidin v'kiachri yekuv aves tekim leidis. The dafki belei dam v'nelil dam leidin l'chud. Hayne mad yitzal tzivas hakever. Only the discharge that takes place mamish, simultaneously with the Psichas HaKedah. But if that flow stopped, and then again it starts to flow, so that, in respect to that bleeding, we don't say Damba Yolachut. No, it's not like that. Because even though it stopped, and then again it starts to bleed, so it's also a result because of the wound formed by the birth of the baby. So Mimele, even in respect to that dam, we say Damba Yolachut, and it does not interrupt the cessation. The cessation of that, the continuity of the cessation of that. Now, there is one thing that we have to understand. Now, if you are going, now let's say, as a matter of fact, I mean, superficially appears to be strange. Now, as we said, that there is no machlokes between Rav and Levi in regard to mitzvahs. The Chasam Sefer says differently. The Chasam Sefer says that there is a machlokes in mitzvahs. According to Rav, it emanates from the same cause, the bleeding, and according to Levi, it emanates from a different cause. But that's difficult. So we have to say that there is no machlokes in mitzias. The mitzias is that the dam in Yemeteyar emanates from a different cause, but from the same place. So the shaila is whether that's considered al-pidin dam nido or not dam nido. So Levi says Shnei Mayonis, it's not considered dam nido. And Rav says Mayonechot, it should be considered dam nido. But the Torah is matter it. So it's a machlokes in mitzias. It's not in machlokes in mitzias. Bishleime, if we were to assume, like the Chasam Sefer, that's in machlokes in the mitzvahs. So then there is no difficulty in that gemara. So Mele, if, let's say, according to Rav, so it emanates from the same cause, so that's why, according to Rav, there must be actual cessation of Dam in the Yemeteya. Because in order to be considered, in order to be mitzvah, because after all, these aloches, the timinekes and the muberes, so it's dayo shaito, according to Rabbi Yisrael in the Mishneh, only when it's coupled with the cessation of three long anus, 90 days, they are based upon the mitzies. Why? Because usually a pregnant woman, a nursing mother, so is mislekes da. Mislekes da. So mimele, we don't have to be cheshish. Why do we say that vis-a-vis Tyrus? So Kol HaNoshim is Amitamul Mafreya. All the Tyrus that they handled within 24 hours prior. Because since it came out, let's say at 6 p.m. one day, so maybe it was Neka, the dam was Neka before. But it was retained in the Beisachit. Mashenke vis-a-vis these noshim who are b'cheskas mislokes dam, we don't have the b'cheshish. So if we were to assume like the Chasam Sefer that the machlokes between Rav and Levi is a machlokes in mitzias, then we can understand the Gemara. Then there is no difficulty. Then there is no difficulty in the Gemara, because according to Rav, that it emanates from the same cause. So mimele, if there was no actual cessation of dam within, let's say, the 60 days after she gave birth to the child, so mele, we have to be cheshish, because after all, we see that this woman is not devoid of dam, of menstruation. Vorale, she did menstruate, but according to Levi, that it emanates from a different cause, so mele, even if she does see dam in the Yemeteya, but that emanates from a different cause. So Mele, he doesn't establish the Choshe, within 24 hours prior, she already had a discharge, but it was retained in the Misachit. Because why should we say that she had a discharge within the 24 hours prior. After all, she did not menstruate. She did not menstruate because the dam that she did see emanated from a different cause. But according to the way we explain the machlekes and traveling, as not a machlekes in mitzias, but a machlekes in the din. So even Rav agrees that it emanates from a different cause. But according to Rav, that's also damnino. That should also be damnino. And the only reason is why it's clear, because there is a special tzakoso, a special dispensation by the Torah. But Levi says, no, it should not be. It should not be considered damnino. But as far as the mitzias is concerned, they both agree that it emanates from the same place, but it emanates from different causes. So Monefshach, just as according to Levi, we say that even if she does have a discharge of dam in the Yemiteya, it should be considered as a cessation of dam. Vis-a-vis damnit, it should be considered as a cessation, because there was no deviation from her cessation of menstruation. This dam is something else. It emanates from a different cause. So we should raise the same question according to Rav too. True that Rav calls it Maynecho, because Al-Pidin, Rav considers every dam that comes from the source, from the Mokir, as dam, regardless of the cause. But here it's a question of a mitzias, whether this woman is mislekes damnido or not. Now, so mimele, even according to Rav, we should say that it should be mitzuret. The 2 months in the state of minikuso should be mitzuret, even if she has a discharge of dam, because it in no way affects the disposition of the woman to menstruate, because the fact that she had a discharge of dam, that emanated from a different cause. The answer is, so that superficially this appears to be a great difficulty, but actually it's not a difficulty. There are many Tanoim who say that a minekes is dayoshaito for 24 months after the baby is born. In other words, the Amanitanoim say that even if the baby died, and even though the baby was weaned from nursing. So then, as far as the Mitzias is concerned, so if the mother weaned the baby from nursing, so then there is no reason as to why this woman is not as likely to have a menstrual discharge as any other woman. Still, many Tanoim say that for the period of 24 months after the birth, she has a status of a minikus. Why? Because Bizman Chazal, the practice was to nurse a baby for 24 months. That was the practice. So Memele, the Takonis Chachomim was that minikus is dayeshaito for the period of nursing, that was usual. So even though, true, the reason as to why the Chachomi made Minekes into an exception is because usually for the first 24 months after the birth of the baby, so the woman is Misulekes Mina because of the nursing. But the Chachomi made the Takone with Loipluk. In other words, it shouldn't make any difference, because it's in Rabbanon. It's in Rabbanon. So Mimele, that's why the Gemara says, so you cannot consider it from the point of view of the Mitzias, even though the Takone as a whole is based upon the Mitzias. Why did Chachomim misake that Minekes is Dayoshaito? Why? Because usually a Minekes is Mitzlakes Dayo. So, but in order that it should be Loipluk, in order there should be uniformity, it should apply to every minekes, to every mother the same way. So maybe the Chachamim said, according to Santanoim, that even if she was gomlo, pesatinik, even if the baby was weaned from nursing, or even if the baby died, so then there is no physiological reason as to why this woman should be more misalek as dam than any other woman. She doesn't nurse the baby anymore. Still, the takon is the same. Loy plug. So memele, the Gemara says, according to Rab, that al pedin it's my lechot. So memele, even though from the point of view of the rationale of the takone as to why in that case is dying shaito, even according to Rab, we should say that in view of the fact that it emanates from a different cause, so memele, it should be dying shaito even if she has a discharge of dam, because that discharge of dam does nothing, has no connection with the disposition of the woman to menstruate. Because why does she have a discharge of dam? Because of another cause. It's not because of menstrual origin. But the Chachomim are not deciding the halochas on the basis of the rationale of the takone. The takone was that muberes is minekes, muberes minekes is dayoshaita. Muberes minekes is dayoshaita. So mimele, even when the rationale of the takone does not apply, for example, today, let's say, most babies do not even nurse. They are fed on a bottle of milk. So mimele, we don't say that because of that, the whole halacha of minekes is dayo shaito should be bottle. It's not bottle. Because that was the takone. So mimele, according to Tanoi, how is it in regard to the babies today whose mothers don't nurse the babies altogether? So it depends upon the machlokes Tanoi. That those Tanoim who say that the minekes that were already weaned the baby, so it's not dayashaitos. And actually, if the children today who are not being nursed by the mother, so it's not dayashaito. But according to Tanoim who say that the minekes is dayashaito, even if she was gomlo, he say, so even the babies today who never were nursed by the mother, so it's still dayashaito. But you'll ask, what way are they different than any other woman that is not Ayushaito? That was the Takonis Chachamim. Why are the Chachamim misakli? Because generally, a minekes is a mother for the first 24 months. So it was Mislekes Dam, Bisman Chazal. And that Takonis remained. So here too, even though from the point of view of the physiological reason as to why the Chachamim were misakim that the minekes is dayo shaito, so we should have a difficulty even in regard to Rav, not only in regard to Levi, but in regard to Rav, we have no difficulty. For the same way as we have no difficulty with the shite, that afilu gomlose, you nos no nogu minikoso, but afilu meizno, so is dayo shaito. Because that was the comments Chachomi. So here too, in other words, according to Rabbi Yisi in the Mishneh, a muberes and miniko, that had a cessation of dam nido for 90 days. Of 90 days is dayashait. Dayashait. So according to Rav, if she had a discharge of dam nimiteya, so then Alpidin, she is not considered to have had a cessation of dam nido. Because even that is dam nido, except that the Torah was matter. But according to Levi, so our pidin, it's not a nido without the specialty as a cause. Alright. Toshma, Vishovim Reyachadam Teya, Shedayo Shaito, Bishlim Levi, Domashne Mayonese, Mishimoche Dayo Shaito, Elo Merav Dioma Mayanechodu, Amai Dayo Shaito, Titame Beisle, Stella Sidrash. Reyachadam Teya Shedayo Shaito. Kusal gedayt hab fun es mam rub. Gegen shol ro hasa dem shmeni war ba utish. Bi shle im levi do mashn bay ale se. Mish mo khad ay shay. Sha mi do me o mis loki. She kam yo bim shov ro ro hasa dam im ayun ze. Again, as far as the Mitzias is concerned, you could raise the same question against Rav as you raise against Levi. Because there is no machlekes in Mitzias between Rav and Levi. But we are not considering there is a takone. There is a takone that certain noshim are dayanshayt. So one of these is Reyach Adamte. Why would the Chachamim misake? Because usually, I mean, they don't see Amida. They don't see Damtei Arina usually. You see. They don't see Damtei Arina. That's the reason as to why the Chachamim were misake. But according to Rav, we understand that. So according to Rav, so Mishleime, so he says more. I mean, according to Levi, we understand. Yom Mashni Mayonese, Mishum Hoche is Dayo Shaito. Because, in other words, because even if she did see that in the Yemeteya, but then, now it's the 84th day, the 90th day, and even though she did see that throughout the Yemeteya, until, let's say, by Hilaris the Cable, so the Yemeteya ends with the 80th day, with the expiration of 66 days Yemeteya, 14 days Yemeleide, so when the Yemeteya ends, with the expiration of the 80th day, and then she saw down on the 84th day, and the 90th day. And between the 80th and the 84th or the 90th, she didn't see any down. So we understand this why it's Dayashaito. Because that initial Rie, after Yemiteya, comes after a considerable period of cessation of Dami. So that's why the Chachom no Misaki. Because Al Pidin, there has been a cessation of Damim. Even if she did Zidam within the Yemeteya, even if she did Zidam on the 79th day, and on the 78th, and on the 77th, and on the 76th, and the 75th, but as long as she didn't see any Dam between the end of the 80th until the 90th, and then on the 90th she saw Dam, so is Dayushait. According to Levi, you understand? Because a Rie after Yemeteya, even if the Rie takes place a long time after the termination of the Yemeteya, so it's considered as a Rie after a long period, a relatively long period of cessation of Damim. But according to Rav, so why should the Chachamim be misake that when a woman has a rie after Yemeteya, even though she had a rie done in the Yemeteya, that she should still be Dayashayit. After all, according to Rav, so the Yemeteya, a rie after Yemeteya does not necessarily come after a long cessation of the Damido. Suppose she had a rie done on the 78th day. And then she has a rias dam on the 84th day. So why should the Chachamim be misake that she should be Dayashaito? After all, it did not come after a relatively long period of cessation of the Amido, according to Rav. According to Levi, so it always comes after a relatively long period of cessation of the Amido. All right. Mishmoch Dayashaito, Rav Maidai Dayashaito, Tam Israelis. So Bishloim Levi Domashim Mayonis Mishmoch Dayashaito, Shalom Misloki, Shekam Yom Shov, who was a dummy, my Zevavo Rishaino, Dayashaito, Minikom Abonoshim, Dayashaito Rishaino, El Rav Dom Maidehodu, Lav Pirishaino, Vari Utikomidomi. So the Gemara gives the Teretz. So the Tam Israelis, the Lekishus. So according to Rav, when do we say Reyach Adamtei Ashtayu Shaito? If it's lekishus, now what's the aloche in any other woman when she has a rias dam? So she's mitamei lemafreya all the tare she handled within chovdale choice prior. But suppose now she saw dam after the Yemiteya on the 81st day. Now the Yemiteya ends, let's say, by Yehudas the Cable. So Yemiteyah, and so you have 14 days Yemileides plus 66 days Yemiteyah, so that equals to 80 days. So Yemiteyah ended and they with the expiration of the 80th day. Suppose she saw dam, in other words, this is reference to the case. According to Rav, has reference to the case where she saw dam at 5 p.m. At 5 p.m. On the 81st day. At 5 p.m. on the 81st day. So what should we say according to Rav? I'm sorry, Tam and Meisleis. In other words, that all the time she handled between 5 p.m. on the 81st day and 5 p.m. on the 80th day should be Tomei. But we could not say that all the Tares she handled between 5 p.m. on the 80th day and 6 p.m. on the 80th day should be Tomei. Because then, even if the discharge took place between 5 p.m. on the 80th day and 6 p.m. on the 80th day, she's still Tomei, because that was still nearly there. But you could say, let it be Tomei, all the Tares, let she be Tomei, all the Tares that she handled within the 23 hours prior, not within the 24 hours prior. So that we don't say. In other words, if the Takonis Chachomim was that a woman who has a Rias Dam is Mitamei Lemafreya, all the Tares she handled within Chotal Chos prior. But if we cannot be Mitamei, if we cannot be Mitame, the all the Tares that she handled within all the 24 hours, we cannot be Mitame, the Tares she handled within a shorter period than the 24 hours. This is what Gemara says. You make issues with the Tamen Pkilo Pkilo. Tamen Pkilo Pkilo. Let's say, suppose she made a Bdike at 7 p.m. That was already after the 81st day started. And she didn't see any dam. Now she makes another bdike. She made another bdike at 5 p.m. on the 81st day. So let her be mitame all the time she handled within the last 22 hours. Mipkilo mipkilo. So the Gemara says, "Kim the meis leis leke mipkilo mipkilo namel because of Rabbi." אלא רב דמי נחות ולעברי ראשינו רב מוסק מדומים דילק ישוס גישור עזבים שמיינים ואחות יד דילק למים המסלץ דאפיל הרמס וילקוין ויסחי צדם טויר ותיתם עם פקידי ופקידי כי אם ימגוד קשחי זה מוצצות מי ותיתם מתארי של הארביס ואוכל את למים דילק ישוס דיאפיל עם פקידו ופקידו לקה צריך למיר די שייטו so the Gemara says keep the mace lace leke mipkidot kid name because tosh yelen is bize if she so for the top law we also all come shame she to so bize she to so bish le mele rav di oma mai ne khodu that right when I bishana made it to be silel that in tamilach lach vi ovish that is yelen is bize shaloi so shaloi so in the midst of the Zayniki, she had a discharge of dam. So then, Mishama is made it to be sealed. But suppose she already completed the Zayniki, and then she had a discharge of dam. So then, Yehoch Mishama Vishitoson, or be sealed Vishitoson. Vishlem Rav Dora Maynech, or Mishamoch Mitamalach Yovish. El Levi, Domash Mayonese, and I Mitamalach Yovish. Amaloch Levi, I know the Amre, Kitan Vishop. Because the Gemara raised the question against Rav from the Tanya of Shovin. So the Gemara applied according to Rav. According to Rav, the price of Shovin to a case of like issues. But Levi considers that a Dechak. So may Levi holds that this price does not have reference to a case of like issues. That this price talks in general terms. So this vice is referencing to the case where, let's say, she saw dam on the 90th day, and there was already a period of 10 days less since the termination of the Yemiteya. So even in such a case, the Tane of that vice says, "Vishovim b'riach adam teya shadai shaito." So that Taisa must hold, like Levi, that Shnei Mayones. So Mele, even though the Mishnah, so according to the first Moshe Gemore, Levi is made that the Tana of the Mishnah holds its Mayonet. But Levi himself, he agrees with the Tana of the Taisa of Shovi, the Taisa that says, the Shovi Beriach Adam Teah. So he passes like the Tane of the price of Shomi. Oh, Omelach Levi, I know the Amor, Kitane Lishom. The Omel Levi, Lishom, the Riach Adam Teah, Shadayin Shaito. I know, he came to be like Yeshuz, Vachlo, Shadayin Shaito. Al Mishni Mayonese. Ah, then Gimoy is another thing. The boy is in the Vishifaz. That even the Mishne, according to the first motion, so the Mishne does not agree with Levi. The Mishnah agrees with Rav, but according to the second motion, even the Mishnah can accord with Levi. But you ask, according to Levi, why does the Mishnah say, Holchu b'shamay l'shitoson, u'b'silel l'shitoson, the letters b'seif she'sofro l'litofo, so b'sil is holchu l'shitoson, but after all, it emanates from a mayim toy. So why should b'sil say, that it's mitamilach v'yomich. So the answer is b'shifas. So it emanates from the mayim tomei. So the Gemara sikashe v'sof rakaton. B'shleimide reish of the Mishneh. So the Gemara apply to shifas. That can be visualized in connection with shifas. Mashein came this same fair the Mishneh of Yiletz v'zeif she'sof rakaton v'yuhu'asot. Now, it's not the safe of the Mishnah. This is also a price. Mashiach in this price, if you let us be safe, she'sof ha'litovo. So that, how can it be visualized in connection with Shifas? Because this price says, she'sof ha. Shifas means that there was no break, there was no stop in the flow of Dam. So how can it be sof ha? Sof ha means that she stopped seeing Dam, and then she counted 7 clean days. So that could not be visualized in connection with Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, it can be visualized in connection with Shabbos. Ho chabila denes nikei vo bizei vaskin. Di shavua kam posko, shavua basra le posko, because of a gimel yudoso shein reye ben, eim lo lisvira se voso. Now let's see the Rashi. Vo sofo gudon. Vi li posa kecha sofo. O mishan le yom shifas. Meitume li meitea. Usvire hecha hocha. Can she know if you let us we made to must lay there snaishly, 40 days. Uposko shavua kama. And let's say, she had the discharge of dam in the course of the lady. But then it immediately stopped. So, the second day of the lady, it was already, can already be considered as the first day of the Zayniki. So then, the eighth day of the lady is the seventh day of the Zayniki. The Zayniki, and then, so she already, on the eighth day, with the expiration of the eighth day of the Yemelede, she already completed Zayniki, 7 clean days, and then, on the 14th day, so from she had no rias dam, from the second day, up to the 14th day, she had no rias dam, she had clean days. From the second day till the 14th day, she had all clean days. On the 14th day, late in the afternoon, on the 14th day, the flow started. And it continued into the 15th day. The 15th day. So we visualize a case where the woman, the Yeletz B'Zeit, completed already the count of Zayin Kiyin, and still she should fast from the end of the 14th into the beginning of the 15th. Leilom mishifas mitum l'mitaya. Usvir hochavre. Kishe shilere se kevi zeyme. Te usvir shne shvay. Uposke shavua kam. Vizu yisvir oso. Dike soma yimel yidoso. Shein rei meni lisvir ase oso. Now that is totally machleket between Abai and Rove. Because there is a machleket between Abai and Rove. As to whether yimel yidoso shein rei ben can be applied towards the Zayinikim. Rove says yes. Abai says no. So in other words, this price can only be explained in according to the view of Rove. Not according to the view of Abaye. וזהו, דיקוסובה ימין ודושי של רעי בני אוליס וזה מוסו, ושבוע השם לא יפוסקו, וחוזר ונפתח מים תומי, on the 14th day, it opened up the mind תומי, ושפס ותיכם מסך שבוע השלישי, ומשבוכר, מתם אלך ויובש, למסילל, דו מים תומי עושו, ותיכו לתאורוסי יהודיהם ותפילי, ובשמי תואר, דבייהם את הלרחמנה. So, and Bisilal, this is the Rashi, the strange Rashi that we discussed. So we see, that Rashi is chelik antithesis. Ubisham hay toyev v'yim itay rachmai. V'oshonu, ulohech eno katil iris nikei vodi yoldo zohori, efchol ol disper shivo, shol itivsik mashu, achim leide, v'lahave l'shivo. Alright. Omer rabin rav ashe, omer rav shomem misachrei, v'lamar zut, l'as lido, shom t'chavos l'rav l'chumre, v'lis t'chavos l'leide l'chumre. Rav ashe omer, yom t'chavos l'rav, v'nikul l'chumre. Dor shem reima, v'lis t'chavos l'rav, v'nikul l'chumre. V'yukhese, כבוסי דירה וניקול בין החומרי. ואילו חזי כבוסי דירה, דור שאני אומר, אילו חזי כבוסי דירה וכל החומרי. נתן לגמור את זה. ואילו חזי כבוסי דירה בין ניקול בין החומרי. Now first, we have to go over this thesis. That's the most important thesis. שבוע פסקה לא יפוסק. מכאן אם אמנה טעם, דיילנס בזה, פוי בזמן הזה. דיקול אנוש אם חשבינו כי ילנס בזה, שזה מבחינה חגים ומתום הסלעידה, שיבניקים, וירוע עשו במי זה, במיתיה, כי במתבילה או אין לזה סערס, תמסז, ותילדס וזה, who has to count, זייניקים, and suppose she counted זייניקים, suppose she counted זייניקים, and then במיתיה, she saw them, and the Miteya she saw down, so it's not say the count that she made of the Zaynikim. And the Raya is from this Gemara. So, Shazir, V'ruas in Miteya kim tfilo, Enes Yiseres, D'or Malhoche, Yichiro aso shavu ha-shlishi, D'lo Yisoso, Afogav didam tomehu. So, here the Gemara says, Levi applies the price of Yiladis Bizeiv, Shesofro Voloitov, Viroas, Holchu Bishama Mishitoso, Ubisil Mishitoso. So, Levi applies it to a case of Shifas, the case of Shifas. And she counted Zaynikim within the Yimilevi. She counted Zaynikim. And then on the 14th day, she started every flow, and that continued into the 15th day. So the discharge of Dam, that takes place on the 15th day as a continuation of the flow that started on the 14th day. So according to Bishamai, it is toy. According to Bisil, it's toy. But if we were to assume that when Yiladis B'Zeiv is, Yiladis B'Zeiv counts, completes a count of Zaynikim, and then in the Yimeteya, she sees that. So deadly mafreya is say, the Zaynikim. So how could Bishamai say that the tam is enemy tam elach liyovesh? After all, she counted Zaynikim from the second day of the Leide until the eighth. She finished, she completed the count of Zaynikim. But then, on the 14th, the flow started and it continued in the 15th. If we were to assume that when a Yiladis B'Zeiv completes a count of Zaynikim, and then Yimeteya, after the completion of the Zaynikim, she sees down, that is Eisel L'Mafreya, if we were to assume that is Eisel L'Mafreya, the count of Zaynikim. So even Mishamai should admit that she is, it is Mitam Elach V'Yovish. Because Mishamai is made in the case where she saw Dam B'Meiteya in the midst of the Zaynikim. When? Then Bishama is made it. This is what Bishama say in the Mishnah, made in B'Yiladis B'Zeiv, she mitam alach v'yavish. That's in the case where Zaynikim count was not completed. But when Bishama say that it's not mitam alach v'yavish, if it was already completed, but if the halacha had been that when a woman, a Yiladis B'Zeiv, completes Zaynikim, and then Yimeteya, she has a Vias Dam, so that retroactively, say, the Zaynikim, So even if she's Ilanis Bezeiv, she sofro, but then she saw down before Tfileh, in the Yemeteya, she should be treated like a woman that is Ilanis Bezeiv, she loy sofro. Viroazuna. Then Bishamai is made to be Silel. So why isn't Bishamai made in the case of sofro v'loy tovlo? The answer is, in the case of loy sofro v'loy tovlo, and she sees down, so then even though Bishamai hold that Biyomim graded al rachmone, but the Yomim was not fulfilled as yet. Mashiach came in the case of Yilanis Bezeiv, she sofro v'loy tovlo. So the Yomim were fulfilled, but you can say that the Yomim were fulfilled only if it's not Seisel Mafreya. But if you are to assume that it's Seisel Mafreya, so the Yomim were not fulfilled in this case anymore than in the case of Yilanis Bezeiv, Shaloi Sofro v'loy tovlo v'roaso. So then the Shama is made it. So we should be made it in the case of Yilanis Bezeiv, she sofro v'loy tovlo also. So we see that once she completed the count of Zayinikin, and then she sees Dam, it's not Yisrael Mafreya. It's not Yisrael Mafreya. And he says, Da'afilu, Dom Arochet Chirua, so Shavu HaShlishi, the Loisoso, Ava Gavdi Dam Tomiyu, Kol Shkin Deriyas Dam Teya, Ava Gavdi Dam Tomiyu, because it's Shifas, and it emanates from the Mayim Tomei, Kol Shkin Deriyas Dam Teya, where it emanates from me, from Mayim Toyer, is certainly Mesiseres. The Afilu Pisilel, the Mitamilach Miyavesh, maybe they also is also, they only say that the Dam is Tomei, but they don't say that it says the Sphere. Umitam, so it's a Raya, Rabbi Tam says, it's a Raya from here, that Yilanis Bezeiv, She sofro zayinikin viroasu b'miteya. It's not Eisel Mafreya the zayinikin. She doesn't have to start counting the new 17 days. 17 days. Then he says mikan and yachiyach al zovo. Sheim yilede. So from this gemara we can only prove, we can only deduce that yiledes bezeiv, that was sofro zayinikin. And then in the Yemeteya, she saw down, it's not Zeiseya. But we could not deduce from this Gemara that the Zove, that is not the Yeledes, a regular Zove, she saw for Zayinikin. And then after the sphere of Zayinikin, she sees down, that it's not Zeiseya. Because we could say, only in the case of a Yeledes, she saw for Zayinikin. And then she saw down the Yemeteya. So that Rie isn't mitame her in any way. There isn't mitame her in any way. So that's the reason as to why it's not Zeiseya. Mashiach came the regular Zohar, who counted Zayinikin, and then after the Zayinikin, let's say on the 8th day, on the 9th day, before she was developed, she saw down, maybe in that case, it is Zeiseya Mafreya. Why? Because in this case, the Riyas Dam took place in the Meteya. So it doesn't give her any, it doesn't affect her in any way with additional Tumah. She doesn't become Tomei anymore for any number of days. Mashiach came in regular Zomik Delay. So who counted already Zayinikim 7 clean days. And then on the 8th day before she was Tiveles, she saw Dam. So that makes a Tomei. It all depends whether the 8th day is in the Yimei Nideh or it's in the Yimei Zivei. If the 8th day is in the Yimei Nideh, then she becomes Tomei for 7 days. And if the 8th day still happens to be in the Yudalef Yeim of the Yimei Zivei, so then she becomes Izovek Tane. So maybe in that case, in the case of a regular Zomei, who already completed the count of Zayinikin, and then after she finished counting Zayinikin, let's say on the 9th day, so she saw down, maybe it is Eisel Mafreya, because that Rie gives her a status of Tume, either for 7 days, if let's say the 8th day was in the Yemenideh, or it gives her a status of Tume as Ishmael Asyeim, if the 8th day is in the Yemenideh. He says, ומכאן אין להכריח על זו מה שאני ילדס, שסוף חוזאי מקים, והוא הסוף שמתיסטר. ויגל נאמר, והוך את אף כאילו לסוס לו, משבדורי הזו היא מגרמת לתומה, וכל שבועיים פני מלאב אוכל, ואף אגב בשבוע, כאילו גרם לתומה, גרם לתומה, because we still say that it's tome, מכל מוקן אם נעזה בסליגה ולא יזובו, וכשתפסק, תאירו מיד, ומכל מוקן, נראה, ואי שדאר בסוף נתנס לא הוראי, in regard to his own dalme, that counted as a king, and then she had a rear, that it's not easier. But, even though there is no raya, from our gemara there is only a raya that he learns with Zayn, that counted as a king, and then he may tell her she saw a rear's dam, so she had a rear's dam, so it's not easier. But there is no raya from our gemara in regard to the case of a regular zove who counted as a king, and then on the 8th day, on the 9th day, on the 10th day, she saw dam that it's not easy. But even though there is no raya, we come looking here. The ishe dalme namo isasra. The mistabre the instira meyales and the misicha cheshven. Kiloma v'acha tito shall it take tumma mafseket b'neim. Avol acha svir eloi. Miu li didon di islo chumre de rabzire. Pshite di zisares da afrutongo v'ro aso tzlicho zayniki. So what is this we say here? Two alohes. One alohe is number one, that the Yeledes Bezeiv she suffered. And then in the Yemiteya, after she had completed the count of Zayin Kim, she had a Rias Dam, so it's not Seisal Mafreya. So we have a Raya from our Gemara. Because if she had been Seisal Mafreya, so Bishamai would be Brice and Bensei Olchu Bishamai Lishitoso. If it would be Seisal Mafreya, she would be treated like Yeledes Bezeiv she loy suffered. Because the Sphere is retroactively defeated, you see. Alright. So it's a raya that it's not easy, that it's not retroactively defeated. But then another thing that Rabbi Tam says that even irregular Zove, who counted Ayniki and then she had the Rias Dam, so it's not Seisal Mafreya. It's not Seisal Mafreya. I didn't bring with me the Rif and Shuas. No one has any more Shuas here. No. Okay. But the Rif and Shuas, there, he says, I mean, the way the Mordechai explains the Shita of the Rif and Shuas. Don't apply to it. So in other words,